Nolte, early reviews of Captain America, Brave New World are lukewarm. By John Nolte on February 12, 2025. The early reviews for what might be the Disney grooming syndicate's last hope to revive its battered Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU, are not good. Due to costly reshoots caused by less-than-stellar test screenings, Captain America, Brave New World has already been delayed for a full year. The rubber will finally hit the road this weekend, but the first reviews are not very encouraging. Marvel's Captain America, Brave New World has been unveiled for members of the press, and the first reactions toward the comic book tentpole are coming in lukewarm, reports the Disney suck-ups at Variety. Here's a sample, and it's not cherry-picked. These are the first five reviews from a Twitter search posted by verified accounts. For context, early social media reviews are generally full of fanboy gushing. So it should be interesting to see the full reviews when that embargo lifts on Thursday. As Breitbart News reported earlier this week, the projected opening weekend box office for Brave New World is so far in danger territory. Below Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania but ahead of the Eternals. Both are seen as box office disappointments. The stakes here are enormous. Disney and Marvel can point to Deadpool and Wolverine as a Marvel success, but that's not really the case. The Deadpool franchise came with Disney's acquisition of 20th Century Fox and is not really part of the MCU. It's something entirely separate, and thanks to star Ryan Reynolds, it has not been polluted and undermined by the woke Gestapo. Brave New World might be the MCU's last chance to re-establish goodwill with the same fans who turned some 30 MCU features in a row into box office winners. But after those 30, Marvel betrayed its diehard and loyal fans. Thor was feminized. Two hairy guys kissed in the Eternals. Ant-Man, Quantumania stunk. Don't get me started on the Marvels. But this is Captain America. Everyone loves Captain America. And if the fans embrace Brave New World and sense that Marvel has stopped preaching and returned to the business of wowing and entertaining, that will certainly help Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four, both of which hit theaters over the next few months. Woke destroys everything. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.